Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I am so excited to be sitting down and recording with you guys. We did take a break off of episodes for the last week. I just kind of needed a little mental reset, and you know, with the weather being so absurdly shitty, even though the groundhog said early spring, I don't know what is going on. Why are we trusting him? I don't know. But I just needed a little, you know, I myself needed to relax and recharge. So thank you guys for tuning in and welcome back. I hope you have had the best week or 2 weeks ever because, you know, we haven't spoken in like almost 2 weeks, but today is Friday. I'm recording on a different day than usual. The sun is shining. It is actually so beautiful outside. It is not even 50 degrees. So if you would have, you know, talked to me 2 years ago or even last year, I would be like, it's fucking cold. But, and also I noticed that I'm kind of like a little weatherman, weatherwoman, giving you the synopsis or whatever of how the weather is lately. But as someone who grew up in Arizona and then went to college in Florida and did not really experience, you know, seasonal depression or rain to this degree, it is still so, like, baffling to me that we're in March and it's still pouring. Like, it's beautiful today, but this weekend is going to be so rainy. I do need to talk about last Sunday. It was the most beautiful day ever. Anthony and I went downtown, and our town is so, like, rich in culture, and I don't know if this is just because of the specific town that we're in, or because we're, you know, in a different part of the country, but Arizona, especially where I'm from in Surprise, Arizona, was not very rich in, like, you know, staying up with events and stuff. And I don't know if that's just because the weather is always beautiful there, so there's, like, not an excuse to have to get out of your house, but there was such a cute St. Paddy's Day parade last weekend, and I believe there's going to be some type of parade, bar crawl, whatever, throughout the entire month of March, even though St. Paddy's Day is in, like, a week from when I'm recording. Actually, no, more like 2 weeks. And secondly, isn't it so strange that Easter is in March this year? That was the biggest mindfuck. When Anthony and I were trying to figure out when we were going to Florida to be with his family for Easter weekend. And I was like, oh yeah, that's not till like the first week of April. No, no, it's the last day of March. But nonetheless, I'm so excited to go to Florida. If you know me, that is where like my absolute dream destination is to be for living. So it's always a fun time to go there. We actually have not been to Florida since November for EDC Orlando. We typically go for music festivals, but I'm so excited that we're actually going to like relax and like have a vacation almost and just hang out with this family. So that will be super fun and exciting. I know on the last episode I was going to talk about the next two or three drops of Love is Blind, but I did not end up recording the second part. I just did it all in the first day because I figured I was not going to record the episode later in the evening that day. So the last Love is Blind episode did drop. Now we're just waiting for the reunion. So spoiler alert, if you have not caught up, just maybe fast forward five minutes or so, or just, you know, put a pause on this until you are all caught up. So we all know that Brittany and Kenneth, you know, called it off. Laura and Jeremy, they were the first one to call it off. Laura and Jeremy, I want to say, were like the second one to call it off. And then I did not realize when it was showing the girls' bachelorette party and the guys' bachelor party, I'm like, oh, it's just Johnny and Clay. Like, they're the only friends of the show. And same with Amy and AD. No, that was because they're the only two couples left. So when we were on the last drop of the episodes, when there was only one, I was like, wow, they're really going to cram everyone's wedding into like an hour and 10 minutes. No, it's because it was only those two, and I didn't realize that until literally Clay and AD's ceremony and everything leading up to it was pretty much 80% of the episode. So again, spoiler alert, Clay ended up saying no at the altar. Anthony and I always place bets on, like, you know, what everyone's gonna say, and we were both pretty positive that they were both going to say I do. I cannot believe that Clay did her like that, and then for him to go and, like, also pause. Not them giving, like, a 30-minute conversation with both of them and their parents. Like, I'm sorry, okay, I love to see it, but I don't need to see it for more than, like, 3 minutes, okay? You know what I mean? And the fact that, like, Clay's dad used that as an opportunity to, like, I don't know, have therapy for himself, it was just kind of odd to me. Like, did they really need to include that? But of course they did, because they didn't have any other film. They said, roll the tapes. We need to get this shit in. We need content, baby. So, yeah, the fact that Clay said no, I really believe that, and Anthony and I were both saying this. Actually, he said it, so this idea goes to him. But I'm like, why didn't he just say something to her the day before? Like, if he really wanted to be with her and not embarrass her and make her look stupid and feel rejected, why not say something before you walk down the aisle? And the whole, oh, it was a game plan, game time decision. Shut up. That is such an excuse. But you know what? Actually, no, there is no you know what. There's no way to sum up what he did to make it any better. But yeah. But what Anthony said is that if a couple knows that one of them is going to say I don't, because let's be honest, they only have, like, 2 weeks to be together, and then I don't know how long they're in the pods for, but maybe max, what is it, max, like, a week? So maybe 3 weeks of knowing this person, 2 weeks of actually living together, you can hide a lot of skeletons in your closet for 2 weeks, even for 2 months. Some people even 2 years. Let's not, you know, go off the deep end and talk about the Who the Fuck Did I Marry series. Have you guys listened to that? On TikTok, at Risa Tisa, the Who the Fuck Did I Marry series. If you did not listen to that, I highly recommend going to her TikTok account, at R-E-E-S-A-T-E-S-S-A, or T-E-E-S-A, whatever. You can even just type in Who the Fuck Did I Marry series. But, yeah, Legion had some things in the closet for a long time. So it's very possible that, you know, you say you love someone, and you just don't feel ready to marry them because, you know, it's a huge decision. But why are we casting people that aren't sure that they're ready to make that decision? You know what I mean? But anyways, Anthony was saying that couples, if they know that one or both are like, hey, we love each other, we're not trying to do each other dirty, either call off the thing, like how Chelsea and Jimmy just didn't even go to the altar, which, what the fuck? We're going to talk about that in a minute. They should, you know, at the start of the ceremony be like, hey, everyone, like, we're, you know, let's just make this, like, a big party. We're not going to say I do, but we're not breaking up. We're on a very mutual understanding. Like, I would respect that so much more than someone making their partner think that they're going to say I do. Like, I don't know. And then I kind of wonder if, like, do people in production or whoever know that one person's going to say no? Because it's like, they typically end up having the one who is going to say yes answer first. Like, have you guys noticed that? Anyways, the fact that Jeremy said to Chelsea, I'm not going to go to the altar with you. I mean, I thought that they already did break up in the episode where she was drunk and, like, you know what I'm talking about. The episode where she was drunk, screaming, crying at him, and I do feel bad for the girl because it's like she's so insecure and like so many people are insecure, but it's like I don't think she even realizes how insecure she is and how it came off. But he was also just not it either. Like, neither of them are one to brag home about. And what was my other thought of the series? Oh, how he fucked his best friend. I was so excited to watch the next drops of The Love is Blind. Because I thought it was going to be Jimmy and Jessica. Now, that would have been some piping hot tea. But it was his best friend, which is honestly still fucking insane. And I had to go on, like, TikTok and find exactly which friend it was. And if you guys find the clips on TikTok where it's Chelsea, Jimmy, and his two female best friends, you can literally tell which one it is. Because I forget exactly what she said, but Chelsea was, like, you know, saying what she loves most about him, and the one friend is like, oh, are you sure that's what you meant to say? Like, obviously referencing his dick. And then Chelsea talked about him crying during sex, or insinuating that, and the other girl was like, oh, yeah, like, How did that go over my head? I'm sure it went over other people's heads too, but like, how did that shit go over my head? Like, I don't even. And then him saying, oh, like, it's her. Like, he didn't want Chelsea to like air it out on camera. Honey, it's gonna be aired out anyways, which 10 out of 10. So glad that they included that in. But I'm thinking that the best friend that he slept with, maybe she has a boyfriend or something, and that's why she said it's a love triangle. And she doesn't want her boyfriend to know that she slept with Jimmy. Because I'll be honest, I would never, if Anthony was friends with someone that he slept with, it's game over for me. It's game over for him. Maybe that's just me. Maybe some other women are fine with it, but I can't think of many women that are. So I'm so excited for the reunion. I'm so happy for. Fuck, what's her name? Amy and Johnny. It was Amy, right? Yeah. They are such a cute couple. I know when I talked about the couples in the last episode, I didn't even mention them because they were not problematic at all. They were so cute. So I'm just hyped to see the reunion, and we will table this for another podcast episode to talk about the reunion because I think that the tea is going to be hot. With all of that out of the way, now we are going to actually dive into the topic of the podcast episode. And as we all know, it is March. Happy March. Let's get into it. Today's episode topic is all about lucky girl syndrome. And honestly, what better month to dive into this topic other than the month of luck? As I like to view March as, everyone, I don't know. I feel like March is when you are really coming out of that seasonal depression. And even today, like, it's a beautiful day. It's International Women's Day on the day that I'm recording. But even though we've had some, not the best weather, the sun is poking out still. And, I just am kind of feeling revived. And, like, my personality personally is defrosting. And I hope you guys are feeling the same and in high spirits as well. So, Lucky Girl Syndrome, if you are on TikTok, or I'm sure it's made its way to Instagram Reels, maybe even Facebook Reels, but there was a creator, her and her friend, and they talked about Lucky Girl Syndrome, and basically their lives completely transitioned once they started talking about Lucky Girl Syndrome. Now, obviously, we all know there are people on social media who tend to blow up from one video, or they really get their main audience from one video. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it was just because they had a positive mindset and, they were in the mindset of we're going to be successful in what we put our mind to right now. But that is honestly, I believe, a good part of why that happened for them. Half of the battle is mindset. I truly believe when it comes to anything, half of the battle is mindset. I am someone that tends to get mental blocks like frequently. For example, I did gymnastics for I don't even know how many years, many years in my life, and I always had a mental block when it came to doing back handsprings. I could do them, but for some reason, like, it was the worst mental block. Once I got over it, I could do them no problem. Honestly, half of it, the reason why I was able to get over that mental block was just forcing myself to do a back handspring and just falling on my face so many times and being like, oh, that's the worst that can happen. So half of the battle when it comes to anything is your mindset. Now, your actions do matter, but what you frequently think, you will believe, and subconsciously you will act that way. So if you go into a presentation, for example, and you are like, I'm gonna bomb this, I didn't study enough, I'm nervous, I'm not very confident in the topic, you're probably going to come off as a nervous presenter, and I'm someone that pretty much always had a little bit of presentation anxiety, but I was able to kind of mask it and people wouldn't know. But in my heart of hearts, I'm like, everyone knows. Everyone knows. Your mind is a very powerful tool, and if you can learn to work with it, okay, Peach just jumped up and I just had a hard-boiled egg and she just tried to lick the plate. I don't know if that's good for cats, but I'd rather not have her eat that. As I was saying, your mind is a very powerful tool and it's a muscle, as you need to work any part of your muscles when you want to get stronger. You need to be able to work with your mind, work with your brain, and feed it healthy, positive thoughts. If you are constantly in this negative feedback loop, I believe that's what it's called, from the Mark Manson book. It's one of the two books, but I'm pretty sure it's the Negative Feedback Loop for The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Great book, by the way. I read it during the 75 Hard, and it was just a great way to kickstart the challenge. Anyways, if you are constantly in this toxic cycle of thinking, it's going to start to feel comfortable, and you're going to not really be able to break out of it as easy as you were to get into it. So half of the battle, as I said, of anything is your mindset. So this whole idea of lucky girl syndrome, and that's when people also started saying just be DeLulu. That is true. Being delusional, just also understanding that no matter how something works out, if you have a positive mindset, it is going to take you so far. Now, you can't just sit here and be like, I'm going to be a millionaire, I'm going to be the next Charlie D'Amelio, and not put in the effort to see the fruits of your labor. You can't be like, oh, I'm going to blow up on TikTok, be the next Alex Earle, but you're not posting on TikTok. You can't think that you're going to... That's just Peach playing with her Kringle toy. She loves to be very active when I'm recording. It's because she loves her girlies of the It's Nap Time podcast. As I was saying, you have to make the plan and put the steps into action and, of course, have a little bit of delusion. March is a great time for reevaluating your goals because, like I said, the weather is not as bad and, honestly, daylight savings is coming, so it's going to feel like the days are longer. No more winter blues. And you also have about 2 months, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, until the summer season. So start to craft your perfect morning and night routine. Start to get in the habit of, say you want to do morning walks. This is the perfect time for it. Start getting in the habit of doing that. So when summer hits and, you know, everyone just wants to go crazy and have fun, you still have some of these baseline habits that you've started to form for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that once you craft like this morning and night routine that you always have to follow it. Maybe make 2 or 3 different versions of it for when you have a lot of time in the morning, when you have a lot of time at night, when you're kind of rushed in the morning or you were out all night and you just need to quickly take off your makeup and do a little decompressing. Live your best life this summer. I feel like every single summer, especially when I was in school, like elementary school, high school, even college, I would go into the summer and be like, holy shit, this is going to be the best summer of my life. More specifically, probably in high school and younger, because all of my friends were still there. Like, I was going to school where all of my friends were living. In college, it was a little bit different. I kind of had that mindset going into the year being like, holy shit, this is going to be the best year ever because, you know, you are seeing the people that you're going to school with every single day. You can party that same night. You can go out to the bars that same night. Obviously a little bit different when you're in high school, but go into this summer with that same mindset. I don't know what it is, but this year is giving 2016 vibes in the best way possible. Like, baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover types of vibes. So live your best life this summer. Make it your summer break. Make it your year. Make it your spring. Make it your March. Make every single day your day and just go into it with the idea that today can be anything. You can recreate your day, your life, even every single day, every single minute. Every single day is a new day full of new opportunities. Even if it feels like you are stuck in such a rigid, boring routine, you can find some ways to spice it up and make it feel, you know, more curated and crafted to you. Some ways that I think that you can make this summer the best summer ever is make a bucket list. I was someone that every single, like, April going into the summer, April, May time, would make a summer bucket list. Maybe even on the first day of summer, like the first day of summer break, I would make a bucket list. I would always make it so cute and decorate it, and obviously I didn't complete every single thing on it. But just having ideas of things that I want to do made it feel so exciting to wake up every single day and be like, wow, I can do whatever I want today. Now, of course, we don't have that same flexibility and luxury of being able to just be on summer break like we did when we were in elementary school. But even if you can incorporate one thing into the day, like, oh, I'm going to go to that new coffee shop today. Oh, I'm going to walk this morning. Oh, I'm going to try a new lunch place with my coworker. I'm going to FaceTime my best friend today. I'm going to make a plan for next weekend to do something fun. Maybe go to the lake, go to the beach, whatever is in your vicinity, in your grasp. Plan some brunch dates. This is the perfect time to start, you know, divulging into the warm weather and really appreciating it. Start your base tan, besties. My fake tan girlies, just because you are a golden goddess does not mean that you have that base tan. Start that base tan so that when it's actually summertime and, you know, you're out in the sun, you don't get extremely burnt and have sun poisoning. Do some spring cleaning. I never understood why people did spring cleaning when I was younger, but now that I have my own place, my own apartment with Anthony and a cat, I definitely see the necessity to spring cleaning. Go through your closet. See what you don't vibe with anymore. Now, even if there's something that you outgrew, that's fine. Bodies change. Okay? So, if you are staring at a pair of jean shorts that you wore last spring, even 3 months ago, and they don't fit, get rid of them. You're not going to make yourself feel bad and be like, oh, I need to drop a size to fit in them. Just donate them and go get a new pair of shorts, okay? I promise you, it will make you feel a hell of a lot better. Another way to get some spring cleaning in, maybe go get some new sheets. Go to Home Goods or wherever you like to get sheets from. Get some cute spring sheets. Maybe get some candles. Do some cleaning. Break it up into a few days over the week or a few weekends. Just romanticize your life in any single way possible. Now, I know that not everyone, again, has the same luxury. Maybe some people are full-time corporate girlies. Some people are traveling for work. Some people are working 3 part-time jobs just to get by. Some people are stay-at-home moms. Some people are full-time content creators. So the entire day is theirs to plan and do as they wish. Find ways that you can today, tomorrow, this week even, to romanticize your life, even if it's just one thing a week. It would be awesome to get it down to one time a day, but start with once a week, some way that you can romanticize your life and feel like this is your life that you're living, not that you're just living to go to work, come home, eat dinner, and go to bed. Find ways to take back your power in every single day, okay? Even if that means just wearing a fun outfit, even if that means going and getting your nails done so you feel like you're that girl. Because you are that girl. Anyone listening, you are that girl, okay? So let's go over some key points for Lucky Girl Syndrome. Half of it is your mindset, okay? Half of the battle is your mindset. Just remember that. Even if it feels like everything is going wrong, which, okay, I don't know if you guys can hear that really annoying ass motorcyclist, but whatever. Even if it feels like everything is going wrong, which trust me, there's plenty of times in my days where I'm like, wow, everything is going fucking wrong, but somehow, some way, I can find a way to make that mental shift and I'm like, eh, it could be worse. Tomorrow's a new day. If you can find a way to constantly be in that state without it being like toxic positivity, I think that is key. Let's start making our perfect morning and night routine, even if it's just one thing a day. Maybe write down every single thing that you're doing today, like what your current routine is, and see ways that you can tweak it to make it more fun, okay? I believe in you guys. I think that this is going to be the best summer ever for all of us, and I'm so excited to hear your guys' feedback on this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in every week, and thank you again so much for not being upset over the last week off. I know that I've always wanted to do every single week with an episode, and we took a little break over the holidays for coming into season 2, but I just want you guys to know that this podcast is truly my pride and joy. And I just thank you guys so much for tuning in weekly, leaving comments and reviews and following on the Instagram, which, by the way, if you're not following, it's at It's Naptime Podcast on Instagram. Thank you guys just so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.